Sorry. Don't mind if I...
Oh, no, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just go ahead and walk me through a day like today, you know, when, where you know the weather's a little bit threatening. When are decisions made? You know, what's going on in regards to the game tonight?
It depends on, I guess, the severity of the weather. We typically won't call a game until about game time, knowing, you know, things have come up in the past where it's supposed to be a terrible night, severe weather, and then sun is shining and it misses us and we could have played a game under perfect conditions. We're just talking with somebody about that from, we had one like 3 years ago where it was possible tornadoes in the area and it was just this big to do. We were getting calls from fans about, you know, why aren't we canceled yet? And so we canceled and we just had kind of a wind gust through here. Once that was through, I don't think we even saw any precipitation. Called the game though, and could have played under, you know, perfect conditions. It just happens to miss us.
Okay.
You just never know. So, with a game deciding whether to cancel or not, typically it's more toward game time. We'll see what the conditions are at that time. See what the field conditions are as well. You know, how wet it is, because player safety always plays a big factor into it. And then what the future cast looks like, if it's going to clear up at all or if it's going to rain for a while or, you know, things like that.
Okay. Could you just talk a little bit about some of the things on the field to help it drain faster and some of the preparation that goes into that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have drainage in different parts of the field, mainly in left field, shallow left field. That's where we dump the tarp. So when we have a lot of water on the tarp, we dump it into left field, and then we end up rolling it in right field and putting it along the right field foul line over there. So there's drainage there. There is drainage in other parts of the field. We're not necessarily weren't built in the greatest area for drainage. It was kind of wetland to begin with. So drainage isn't always the greatest, but, you know, it depends on how wet the field is prior to, you know, getting any precipitation too. It's been pretty dry recently, and it's been a pretty dry spring, so the field can soak up a little bit more than if we had been getting rain for the last month, pretty, you know, continuous or something like that.
Sure.
There's drainage in different parts, and some of the field drains better than other parts. I know the warning track typically is a little slower to dry. You'll see puddles sometimes on that during the game, more down the foul lines behind home plate, in front of the dugout, so more out of play, or at least in foul territory.
Sure.
Our grounds crew does an excellent job getting the field ready and do what they can to try to squeegee water, move puddles, and put down any drying materials that they can to help that out too.
Sure. So as you mentioned, it's been a pretty nice spring around here, but still had some weather issues here and there. I know it's rained a little bit this weekend. How many times have you guys already had to pull the tarp this year? Can you talk a little bit about the fun of that?
That's a good question. I don't have that number in front of me. I think our groundskeeper keeps track of the number of pulls for the year. But we did start a little earlier than normal. I think it was 2 weeks before the season started. We had our first pull. It was in March yet. I think last year we still had snow at that point, so we weren't touching the tarp or anything, you know, at that point. But because the field had, you know, was completely free of snow and was in good shape, just to keep the infield skin, you know, in good shape and not let it get too doused with rain or anything like that, we would pull if it was expecting big rains or, you know, anything like that. So we've probably pulled probably 10 to 15 times so far, and a pull being once on and off is one,
okay,
not two. So we got an early start on last year. It started sooner, got a few in than we quicker than we did last year, but certainly we're well behind last year, I think, at this point, because we had some pretty bad weather by this point last year. So.
And you mentioned last year when there were a lot of rainouts early in the year and you had to play a lot of games here in May, a lot of doubleheaders here. Is there anything different that goes into preparing the ballpark for, you know, days when you have five games in 3 days or something like that because of the doubleheaders?
I guess it kind of depends on the day, but it's from a doubleheader standpoint. If you're playing a night game, a 6:30 game, we'll typically bump it up to a 5:05 start then, from 6:35. So it's just everything gets bumped up an extra hour and a half. So now your gates are opening at 3:30 versus 5 o'clock. So any on-field work that the teams would be doing, batting practice or any extra work that they want to do on field, infield, everything's just bumped up sooner. If the game the night before got rained out and we have the tarp on the field, then we might be pulling it earlier. Typically, staff will come in at 9, but there's occasions where we have to come in at 7 to pull it off so the grounds crew can have 2 more hours to work on it and that sort of thing. So it's just all the way around the ballpark. Everybody's just bumping up their start time and everything and more of a time crunch to get everything in.
Now, if you have a day like today, for example, and you think there might be a window to play 5 innings, but you guys still try to start the game and play a few innings and see what happens, or will you tend to push it back in that case?
We'll usually try to get it started if we can. I know last year we got a game started, I think got one out in the game, and then ended up getting rained out. That was just one of those tough ones where is it going to hit us or not, and it did happen to hit us, or... You know, is it just going to stay south or north? We have pretty good systems that we rely on heavily, and our president has gotten pretty good at reading it. But occasionally it's just something hits us unexpectedly and clips us and throws us off. So we'll usually try to get it in if we can. We keep in mind we are supposed to play, we're scheduled to play 70 home games every year, so you can't be quick on the trigger with too many, because you never know how many are going to actually just have to cancel no matter what. You can't play, or postpone, I should say. So you don't want to get too far behind, and you can only, based on our league rules, you only make it up in the... If it's a rainout in the first half, then you must make it up then in the first half.
Okay.
If you... like with Burlington in town tonight, if they come back into town, then you double up one of those the next time that they're in, or we have the rest of the series yet, so you double up. But you can't carry it over into the second half.
Okay.
So that'll come into play occasionally as well. So it's a couple different things you need to look at, but if we can get a game in, we'll typically try to do that. A couple things that do pop to the front or the top of the list that you need to be aware of is playing conditions, like player safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing that we always keep in mind is the fan experience out here. We want people to have a good time and enjoy themselves out here. If it's just going to be a brutally cold day that people aren't going to enjoy, and they paid for tickets, you keep that in mind as well. So it's a couple things that go into it.
Okay. If unfortunately the game starts and it does start raining and you have to put the game under delay, what's the process look like for determining when to resume play, or when to postpone?
I believe the league rule is if you do start, it's then the umpire's call if you pull the tarp. And they work with us pretty well and our grounds crew to decide if we get a half inning break and we know we're going to get hit with some pretty severe weather. And it may not be raining yet, but if we don't start putting it on before it gets here, we're probably not going to get it on, and then we're going to lose at least today, if not tomorrow and the next day. So the umpires are usually very good to work with on that. But once that call is made to put it on the field, and if it's during play, I think there has to be at least a 45-minute wait before any cancellation or postponement could be made. From that point, and then you look at where you are in the game, if it's going to be, then resume the next day, or if they're not in town, then when it can be resumed elsewhere, or how that all plays out. So it's just a matter of your schedule from that point on.
Okay. I think that's